Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. The District Council of Grants is seeking to clarify media reports regarding the Mount Gambier Regional Airport Strategy Committee. Katja Rose Moss has more.
Earlier this week, Regional Express accused Council of deliberately leaving it out of the list of proposed committee members, saying its exclusion is disappointing. Council has reassured Rex the proposed membership is not final, and a decision on the members has been postponed until a mid-March Council meeting. Mayor Richard Sage says he hopes to meet with the airline's CEO and Board of Management in Sydney this week.
Barungal Park Paintball will no longer be operating out of their Barungal Road site. The owners have taken to social media, apologising to clubs, groups and families who've made advanced bookings. The Post says they're currently in the process of attempting to relocate the business and hope to see everyone at the new field in the not-so-distant future. A teenage driver crashed into a stobie pole on Acacia Street on his way to school yesterday morning. The 17-year-old avoiding serious injury after his ute collided with the pole at about a quarter to 11. The crash knocked down power lines, impacting around 1,800 people's power. The photography technique of camera obscura is being shown off at an exhibition launching at the Millicent Gallery this Friday. The contemporary photography exhibition is showcasing 8 images from the Robin Stacey Ray of Light compilation. Millicent Gallery's Janet Nitschke says Robin is very well known internationally, having presented works in major solo and group exhibitions.
And in some photographs, cars drive over the ceiling and the sky and clouds across the floor. So I think it's just a really interesting contemporary exhibition which challenges our view of photography. She's a very fine photographer.
And 4 new breakthrough cancer treatments have been added to the pharmaceutical benefits scheme this month. Eligible patients with leukemia, advanced kidney cancer, bladder cancer and liver cancer can pay as little as $6.50 a script for the new items. The treatments are $40.30 per script or $6.50 with a concession, saving some patients up to $250,000 a year. The SANFL's hosting a state trial for footballers with an intellectual disability in Mount Gambier next week. Players selected in the SANFL Inclusive State Trial will get to represent South Australia at the AFL National Inclusion Carnival being held in July in Blacktown, New South Wales. Players need to register ahead of next Wednesday night's trial.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.